62% of Californians expect bad times for the state, survey finds. A majority of Californians are pessimistic about the future of the state, according to a new survey by the independent, nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. It is noteworthy that optimism is down, researchers wrote in the report. The survey was conducted February 6 through February 13. This is the 26th year the policy group has questioned Californians about their opinion of the state. Across the state, more than 6 in 10 respondents are expecting economic distress for California in the next year. That negative outlook has persisted since November 2021. Republicans are more likely to expect financial problems for the state, with 80% surveyed suggesting such is the case, while 68% of independents agree, and 45% of Democrats also concur. And nearly 6 in 10 respondents said the Golden State is headed in the wrong direction. With a blundering economy, rampant homeless crisis, brazen crime, and failing schools, is anyone surprised? Jessica Milan Patterson, California GOP chairwoman, posted February 23 on X in response to the survey. Partisan differences exist, with 88% of Republicans, 68% of independents, and 33% of Democrats saying the state is misguided. The results hold true across regions and demographics, except African American respondents who disagree by a slim margin. With the state facing a significant budget deficit estimated at $78 billion and growing, according to a recently released report from the Nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office, survey participants varied in their opinions on its implications. Nearly 90% of all respondents said it is a problem, and about half said it represents a big problem. About half of those surveyed approve of the proposed budget put forth by Governor Gavin Newsom in January, which includes a combination of spending cuts, deferrals, and borrowing, but does not raise taxes, with differences in how to address the concerns split by party lines. Democrats are more in favor of increasing taxes to fill the budget gap, while Republicans said spending cuts are the preferred course of action. For the first time since 2019, fewer than half of Californians approve of Mr. Newsom's overall performance, with 47% of those surveyed reporting they are in favor of the governor's policy decisions. Democrats at 70% are more likely to approve, with 60% of independents and 84% of Republicans disapproving. Across regions, those in the areas of San Francisco and Los Angeles approve of the governor by slight majorities at 52% and 53%. Respectively. Demographic groups also differed in their opinion of the governor's performance, with 67% of African Americans and slightly more than half of Latinos approving, while Asian Americans were split at 48% and white respondents disapproved at a rate of 56%. Even fewer are in favor of the legislature's decisions, with 54% disapproving overall. That represents a 6-point decline in favorability compared with the same time last year. While Democrats approve by a rate of 64% and African Americans at 57%, all other groups, parties, and regions disapprove. The state government's motives were also questioned, with 70% of respondents saying that a few big interests control the system for their own benefit. And widespread doubt exists regarding the use of taxpayer money, with 91% of those surveyed believing funds are wasted. Though most are pessimistic about the governor and the legislature, 56% of respondents expect the state's executive and legislative branches to work together and accomplish a lot over the next year. Optimism has declined by 11 points since January 2019, but has remained relatively steady over recent years. Democrats are far more optimistic, with 74% expecting progress, while 47% of independents and 38% of Republicans are. On the most important issues facing the state, respondents were split. A combined category of jobs, economy, and inflation were the top priority for 20% of respondents. Homelessness placed second with 18%. Housing costs and availability came in at 14%. 11% chose crime, gangs, and drugs. and immigration trailed at 10%. Democrats believed homelessness was the most important at a 26% clip, 24% of Republicans chose immigration, and independents slimly chose jobs, economy, and inflation over housing costs and availability. When asked to consider the only measure on the ballot during the March primary, 59% of likely voters said they would vote in favor of Proposition 1, which would approve a $6.38 billion bond to expand treatment facilities to address mental health, substance abuse, and homelessness. Other than Republicans, majorities existed across demographic groups and regions. Answers via online and phone interviews were provided by 1,628 adults across the state, and researchers reported a 3.3% margin of error.